Tex-Mex.
Alex kicked his dog when I got here today.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Kicked him. Alex.
I nudged him. I didn't kick him.
Yeah, he kicks real girlish.
I always like, feel bad.
Imagine you saw like a right-handed, like a right-footed.
He was barking.
8-year-old girl.
He was
that
barking
tried with her left foot. It was how he kicked.
He was barking uncontrollably, and I kept yelling at him, and he wasn't stopping. So I came up behind him and I nudged his hip.
Yeah, but I also had the dog in a chokehold.
How far back did his leg go before?
It did not go back.
Reached back to 90 degrees.
It did not go back at all.
Okay, that's a nudge, John.
It only went forward.
That's a nudge.
And I was like 2 inches away from him.
Wait a second. You can still kick without winding back. Can we agree on that?
You ever seen Brandon Aubrey kick for the Cowboys? He basically just steps, boom.
But what's his name on the Falcons?
Who, your Koo Young Ho?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great kicker. You ever done something bad to an animal that you shouldn't have?
Yeah.
Really naughty.
Like on purpose or on accident?
No, like on purpose, like when you were a kid or something, and then you felt bad.
Yeah,
chased
a cat.
Not to do that.
Chased a cat.
Yeah, I mean, when we were...
That's as bad as mine is, too.
When we were, like, very young, my cousin moved into a new sub, and they had, like, a lake in the middle, and we caught a fish and put a firecracker in its mouth.
Yeah.
Whoa. Was it awesome?
But we did, like, frog baseball and shit like that, too. Like, Beavis and Butthead, all the Beavis and Butthead shit we tried.
Yeah,
you just
sure.
gave me a memory of we were tubing at my friend's house in Walled Lake, and they took a bunch of fish and put it on the grill alive and called it the Bikini Bottom Holocaust. And I was not a part of it, but I do remember that.
Why? I mean, they didn't gut the fish?
No, they just put it on the grill and let it flop from the heat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fucking. That's gonna like not. You're not gonna eat. Or they didn't want to eat the fish.
No, it was gross fish. It was like lake fish that nobody eats.
Yeah, I'd eat those fish.
Yeah, I mean,
what was like a carp
man.
Or something?
Just fucking whatever that nobody. I'm the one that doesn't like fish
because you can get perch out of a lake.
You can get the long one.
You can also get catfish out of a lake.
Mm-hmm. You can. Yes, it was nothing.
Bluegill.
Edible.
Fucking
yeah.
It was for the sake of burning them alive.
They just wanted to burn fish alive.
Because my grandfather used to take me to Stony Creek all the time when I was a kid, and we would catch perch and catfish, like little, like, you know, probably about like that big. Yeah.
And eat them.
Yeah. You got to
like,
gut them.
Probably about like half a foot to a foot long.
You get the jumbo perch that are, you know, go a little bit deeper, but you get jumbos that are 13, 14 inches long, occasionally 12 inches, but you get walleye out there 15 to 18 inches. 25 inches, 50 inches. Who gives a fuck, dude? I don't. I'll catch anything.
But you're not going to eat it. You're going to throw it right back in like an asshole.
No, we would
dude,
get...
If I pulled you out of the ice, I'd eat you. You'd get fucking rolled in fucking egg wash.
I mean, we would...
You get rolled in Ritz crackers and you get deep fried.
We would
after you got gutted.
We would come home with like... We would come home with like a lot of fish.
Yeah, Danny.
Like at least 2 dozen fish.
Yeah.
And we would take them all home and he would gut all of them and we'd eat all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, not in one sitting, but...
Yeah, dude, he freezes fillets.
Yeah.
He cleaned them all at once.
Yeah,
my dad used to have fucking big-ass fish hanging out in the freezer, big steelheads hanging out in the freezer. I'd be like, why don't you just cut those some fillets? He goes, doesn't taste as good. Okay.
You ever see that Jackass where they did, like, hunting fishing? Like they just took the approach to fishing to hunting. Like, they got in a tree blind, and they had a big hook, and they threw it down to try to kill a bear. No, I made it up. But it's pretty good, huh?
That is good.
It's pretty good.
You should have been a writer on Jackass.
Yeah,
dude. Oh, that's
a stunt coordinator.
I wake up in the morning thinking about things like that, yeah. I swear to God, I made this joke up in my dream last night. I figured out how to cure sex trafficking. Roundabout trafficking. Or no, wait. sex roundabouts.
Yeah.
Boy, did I blow that the first time. Phew. Now it'll work on stage.
Thank goodness.
What would a, you know what I mean? Just more effective.
Good thing you burned that joke on a podcast.
Yeah. I had a dream that I was going up on stage, and for some reason the back of the stage was like a chalkboard, and it had a bunch of shit written on it.
Nice.
And I went up and just started reading the chalkboard and forgot that I was about to do stand up. So it was like about a minute of silence. And then I like panicked for a second, but then I just like turned around and just grabbed the mic and was like, oh, sorry, I forgot you guys were there.
And they loved it.
Yeah, they fucking loved it. Yeah. It was in Madison. It was in Madison Square Garden.
You're like, you wrote down E equals suck my dick.
E equals lick my nuts.
E equals D. Tiny Z. Nuts or nut,
I wrote it in like Greek letters.
I'd have written like something like so slept on.
What's the best letter? I think you gotta go Asian. Coolest
lettering.
Shit.
Those are symbols. Yeah. Those aren't letters.
Yeah.
Caught me.
I see Cyrillic. Cyrillic looks pretty gnarly.
Yeah, Cyrillic is like kind of crazy.
Cyrillic? Yeah. Is that like Gaelic?
No, it's like Russian.
Oh, okay. That looks like bad English.
At one time, I could do a Serbian Cyrillic.
Could you really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like a half. It's like an A mixed with an H.
Yeah, I don't like that. My son used to watch this thing on YouTube for kids, YouTube kids, that was, it gave him all these, he could name 40 different animals, because apparently there's 40 fucking characters in the Cyrillic alphabet, and he knew the whole Cyrillic alphabet, he could say these animals, and I'd be like, what the fuck is that thing? I'm just straight up like, it's a Yeti. Okay, I'm like, do they have those in Russia?
Yeah.
Of course they have those
in Russia.
Yeah, some of the biggest.
I mean, that's where they're from.
No, they're from Himalayas, dog.
That would be your first vacation spot, right, Alex?
What, Russia?
Yeah.
My first vacation spot?
Yeah.
After I become mayor of New York?
Something like that, yeah. Like hit the lottery type of deal. Yeah, yeah. Or mayor of New York.
No, actually, my first vacation, if I hit the lottery, would probably be China.
Would it really?
Yeah.
Where?
Middle
of nowhere, like the forest.
Yeah, yeah. I would go,
just go find
the
panda
part,
on your own.
The part by Mongolia, mm-hmm. like up there.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Because you like a nice threat.
Yeah.
You like a nice threat.
Yeah. yeah.
Imminent, because yeah. you think Mongolia is that wall's scaring them?
Yeah, no.
Thousands of years ago,
mm-hmm.
it's coming back.
You think about it, dude. They're, all they're doing is waiting.
Also, I look at the Canadians the same way. Like, oh, you're so nice. Mm-hmm. Watch them.
Come get some. That's
watch them close.
Come get some. We got the right to bear arms.
You
should
have joined
feet.
The military, huh?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Don't you think?
At
I think
that point
he would have
life,
done better.
At
no one's going to be joining the military, because the military is just going to be all AI soon.
Yeah. With Pete Hegseth and a computer. He's going to be gaming.
That dude's dumb hair.
Yeah. That guy's going to go to jail.
It's very possible.
I'm like, there will be people who have to like go to jail. After this administration,
mm-hmm. Luigi,
it won't be like Trump and any of those people. Like, it won't be any of the people at the top, but like somebody's gonna have to go to jail.
Yeah,
and Pete Hegseth is like so the one that's gonna get thrown under the bus,
yeah,
right?
Pam Bondi's gonna have some
fine
issues.
Pam Bondi, mm-hmm. Yeah, like those people are gonna get thrown under the bus.
That speaker's gonna might have some issues, but probably not because
Mike Johnson.
Just, no. Catherine Levitt.
Oh, no, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She's not making decisions. She's just reporting shit. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I was growing up right now and we were doing the fish holocaust, I'd be bombed. I'd be bombed in the middle of a lake because of this Hegseth guy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he's doing? He's just bombing fishermen?
Yeah. yeah.
It's kind
of that's all he's doing. I mean, that is basically all he's doing.
They're trying to start a
they're
proxy
double,
war.
They're double tapping fishermen.
If yeah. let's say that boat is filled with fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with them doing that?
No.
Say the answer no. Good. Okay, very good. Due process.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Show me that boat in American waters.
I never read that Hemingway book. Old Man in the Oh shit.
Show me that boat in American waters.
Those boats
then, yeah, fire on it.
Those boats.
Right.
Those boats didn't have enough gas to even get like 40 miles away from the shore of a Venezuela.
No.
Based on the explosion?
No, based on the facts of the boat's schematics.
Huh. Now, I didn't know if they based it off of, like, you know, it should have been this big.
No, based
if they
on
had that much.
Based on the knowledge that we have of the type of boats they're driving,
right.
They don't have enough gas to get, like, probably not even 40 miles away from the coast of Venezuela.
Well, maybe they were going to do a little torch situation with the fentanyl. Maybe they're going to pass off the torch to another.
Well, it's also funny because like the majority of the fentanyl that gets into this country is from China. Not.
I'm sorry.
Imagine that. Look at this fucking guy.
Go on.
Yeah, the majority of the.
Go on.
Of the okay, yeah, we know to go on. We're professionals. That's it. Grab a. Look at you. It's not like you spill beer or anything.
The majority of fentanyl is coming from what?
From China. Not from Venezuela.
Yeah.
They did. I saw a graphic. I think not even like 1% of the drugs that get smuggled into this country come from Venezuela.
I'd believe that.
It's like a fraction of a percent.
Yeah.
So what's our beef with Venezuela?
They got oil. We want it. They won't give it to us. Mm-hmm. They won't just lay down and be like, "Here, take our oil, please."
We have oil too.
Yeah. Well, we don't. Well, we want to use our reserve last.
Yes.
We want to use everyone else's reserves first.
Pretty cool tactic.
So then we can like overcharge the rest of the world once we have to start using our reserve.
Same thing they're gonna do with the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Try like anyways it. Over our dead fucking bodies. Right? Will you die for the Great Lakes, Alex?
I will take a bullet for the Great Lakes.
Will you
I
die
would.
For the Great Lakes?
I would.
I would too. Thank you, boys.
I would double tap a fisherman for the Great
Straight
Lakes.
Straight up. I'll double tap anything for the Great
Lakes. I'll dive down, grab the Edmund Fitzgerald with my teeth.
Yeah, I'll bring the whole fucking thing up.
Yep.
I'll do whatever's necessary.
I'll resurrect the ghost.
Yeah, like those bulldogs that pull a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Just pull the Edmund Fitzgerald back up.
I'll be like one of those strong men, dude. They call me a strong swimmer. I'll bring them up a half at a time, dude. You just have to hold it afloat, hold the one half. You guys have to empty the one half.
Eat your bone.
I bring it up and let it start, like hold up one end, and then I'll bring up the other half after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't tell anybody we're going to do it.
Well, we don't know if it cracked in half.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Edmund Fitzgerald.
It is hard to say.
That's a tough one for you, isn't it?
It is.
Not when you sing the song, though.
Especially by the end of the day, my voice is usually pretty hoarse.
Yeah, because you've been screaming at people all day.
I've been screaming at my TV all day.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, motherfucker!
Would you rather be an Edward or an Edmund?
Edmund. All day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because there's a chance, if you're an Edward, there's a chance you turn into a Ward.
A Ward?
Not if you spell it with a U.
That's true. That's very British.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family would never do that.
Edward.
Yeah.
Eduardo.
Eduardo.
You put an O on that bitch.
Put an O on that bitch when I'm in Eduardo all day.
Yeah.
Put an O on it.
Help see Eduardo. See if there's something to this. I was trying to make a bit about like a Chinese. Okay.
Why are you workshopping the podcast?
Right? I don't really.
Sorry.
Anyway, go ahead. It's going
to
be good
Asian
fodder.
Companies seem to like want to sell their company. Like their brand sounds Italian. That's the premise. And it's like, well, look at this fucking Nintendo over here. he's a Sony. He's a real Sony.
Well, the Japanese are famous for doing like other people's cultures and like doing them better.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you see those.
Mario is simple.
Yeah.
That's the example.
Like right now, there's like a big, like soul music wave going through Japan.
Yeah.
And it's like better than ours.
Ugh. I don't want to go there. I'm afraid I'll fall in love.
Yeah. My son wants to go to Tokyo bad.
Yeah. You should take him.
No, I'm not. Fucking, I can't fit in Tokyo.
You guys could go to some Seoul concerts.
Yeah. No, I don't think that'd be a.
From what I understand, the Chinese are a lot nicer than the Japanese.
Word?
Yeah. The Japanese kind of like make fun of
tourists.
They are
two separate people. They make fun of me, dude. They make fun of my son. I'll fucking tune him.
Yeah.
Be a fucking Godzilla, that motherfucker.
Yeah. The Japanese kind of like talk shit, and the Chinese are kind of like, hey, come see our stuff.
You remember that video game Rampage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be that. I'll be chewing on the buildings and shit.
Oh, you mean the Dwayne Johnson movie?
They did make a movie on a Rampage, didn't they? I forgot about that, dude. Good breath. Thanks for the reference.
Good reference.
You didn't see it. There's no pins in it. Grenade pins. There's grenade pins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
And then what's another?
Wait, what's another what?
Like a Italian sounding. I swear it's the truth, but I can't remember.
Tamagotchi.
Yeah, look at this Mitsubishi.
Look at this Mitsubishi. It's a Zuzu. It's fucking a Zuzu.
It's Suzuki.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is you see these, you'll see the Japanese people, they get shirts that just have American words on them. It'll be like, fuck, cat, you know, cartwheel, symmetry.
So
fucking like,
have you seen Stav has that like YouTube series about losing weight?
Yeah. I've seen snippets
Stav
of it.
Gets shredded.
Yeah. Have you seen the theme song?
No.
It's an anime animated theme song, and it's so fun cuz
so
I'm pretty
fat.
Sure it's gibberish. I'm pretty
oh,
sure it's
it?
Gibberish. But it's like all in Japanese except for like three words will be in English, and then it'll
Stav
just
Stav is fat. Yeah. He's also fatu. Niku-san. God, I admire the fuck out of the Jap just geographically.
Yeah.
I look at that and I go, how?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, there ain't a whole lot of quitting them. You know what I mean? You had to throw fucking two atomic bombs at them.
Yeah.
And they were just like, all right, fuck it. You know, and now they're like, okay, come get some.
The Mongols threw everything they had at them. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Samurais.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Mongols, the Japanese are samurais. Mongols came to take Japan.
Defended.
That's what I'm saying. They stopped it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Samurai defended the Japanese honor, dude, mm-hmm. from the Mongols.
Is that truth? I feel like that is the truth. And you know.
Yeah, that's historical.
Historically accurate.
That's the sword heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The game Ghost of Tsushima is based on those, but the story in the game itself is not true.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, you can't be factually accurate in a video game, can you?
Sure you can.
There's no known record of a Jin Sakai.
No.
Or Sakai clan.
No, there's some things you just don't write about. You know what I mean? Some things are too precious. But they come out later in lore.
Although in Ghost of Yotei, we find out that Jin Sakai was the first shinobi. Spoiler alert.
Damn. Is that I don't watch anime. What's going on?
This is a video game.
It's a video game. Return of Shinobi.
When is the Civil War video game going to happen?
It should.
Seriously, and mm-hmm. you can join the side, and you got to be sincere about it. Mm-hmm. You have to. It wouldn't be fun if, like, us, we all joined the, you know, yeah, it's Confederates. Gonna be sensitive.
I mean, the Civil War is already happening. It's just, it's not, like, in real life. It's on Twitter.
No, he's talking about...
I'm saying a video game where...
Like the Civil War, you get to play...
You replay the Civil War. Don't they have, like, a Medal of Honor like that or something?
I'm sure there's a million of them. We have the
U.S. mapped out.
That'd be so... we do that. We should make that game. Like, we could probably make that game with, like, ChatGPT. And we should just make, like, both sides really gay.
And just see what happens. Generally, and
it's first person shooter, and when you see like soldiers running across in front of you, they're just like prancing across.
You're gonna see Grant's courier is actually Robert Lee's lover.
Yeah.
Their bayonets are dildos.
Mm-hmm. Everyone fights backwards. A lot of moonwalking.
The first line's forward. The second line's backward.
Running like
there's more bottoms than tops. Everybody's just bumping asses.
It looks like a fucking bunch of ostriches running without heads.
No, it's just like real life. It's just like real life. The bottoms outnumber the tops by like 9 to 10.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
In my head, that's all I could see.
It's like real life. 1 out of 10 people are tops, and the rest are bottoms. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of ass bumping.
Yeah. Everyone's just gonna be fucking fractured fucking
tailbones.
Fractured tailbones. Broke my coccyx.
Like Serbian Easter, we do this thing where we like do the Easter eggs, and then you crack them. Mm-hmm.
And a live chicken's dying inside.
Well, but that's the Civil War with all the bottoms running around.
Yeah, we're just getting cracked bottoms. Bunch of cracking them
cheeks, yeah. As the kids say.
You got to think the tops would have a day.
Yeah,
the tops would have a day. That would be a beautiful Civil War. As long as the bottoms were patient.
Well, the tops would be like Troy.
That could break out any minute, you know. This whole tops versus bottoms civil. There's gonna have to be a Gettysburg Address for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, most likely the tops wouldn't even be doing it. They would just be standing on the side waiting,
For everyone to get
and
tired.
All the bottoms would just be viciously fighting each other.
Yeah.
Just running back like DBs mm-hmm. backwards. This is tremendous. That's what this podcast is all about, guys.
I mean, it's just like the fish, the beta fish.
Yeah.
You would have the beta gays
fighting
each other for the tops.
Oh, just circling each other fucking.
Yeah. In different tanks with their names on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense because, like, the bottoms are the ones that have to, like, since there's so much competition, the bottoms are the ones that have to, like, look, like, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they're all, like, colorful in their outfits and stuff. Just like
as soon as you kill a
just
guy,
like
you
the
come
beta
up
fish.
But that's how they know
they're looking at another bottom. Because they look, like, real good.
Right, yeah.
What is the goal?
So you got the colorful gays just fighting each other on site.
Yeah, dude.
And then the normal gays just waiting.
Yeah, up on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, up on a hill, just waiting. And they're going to come storming down.
Yeah.
Chemical warfare, but it's just poppers. They're just throwing big vials of poppers in their brain.
Cannonballs going off filled with just poppers.
The Geneva Convention is fucking
until there's like just air. one bottom left for all the tops.
Uh-huh.
Dude, and this he's just going to be at their mercy.
Now we're talking about AI porn. You know what I mean? I like thinking about the worst things I could think about, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that would be fun to type something like that in. One man left.
One bottom left.
One asshole left. Tops. Yeah.
There's a comic book called Why the Last Man. His name is Why, and he's the last man.
Who was on first?
Well, he's the last man, but the planet is, like, it's all women.
Nice.
But he's the last man.
Is he... like you? Like the end of Forrest Gump?
Is he a gamer? Is that what it is?
Minus the mer.
Is he a gay? That would be awesome. I'm sorry, you're just not my... He'd have to like... He'd have to have dudes in the room while he was... He'd have to pull out of a dude and quit slamming into a chick to get her pregnant.
Probably right.
Yeah. There'd be a clusterfuck.
He like makes the women put like draw mustaches on themselves. So come on, this will help
a lot. Gives her a unibrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted you to be Albanian.
Guides all the razors.
Oh, it was funny. I was playing Death Stranding 2.
Mm-hmm.
And like people can put structures out in the field in their game, and it'll show up in your game. And so I'm like walking around and they have these like kind of like markers where they glow, they're a light at night, so you can see where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to one and it shows you who put it there. Like it gives you the person's username.
Mm-hmm.
And the username was Albanian Andy. I was like, I'm about to fucking tear this bitch down.
Yeah, fuck the Albanians, dude. Fucking natural hatred.
It's so funny. This guy, I mean,
I hate him by proxy.
I mean, that structure is like maybe as far as like advancing your game.
Mm-hmm.
Is like maybe one of the least useful ones.
Yeah, one of the least necessary. And,
but this guy's like, you know, I'm gonna do something for everybody else. I'm gonna make this easy for everybody else.
Like a little hideout.
I'm gonna sacrifice my game so everybody else's game can be easier. Yeah. And I'm over here like, fuck that.
Yeah. Tear it down. Can you tear it down?
Yeah. Well, it only tears down in my game though. It doesn't tear down in all the other games. That's the only reason why I didn't do it, because I'm
you're like, I could probably get use it.
Yeah.
Sometime.
I was like, I mean, I could use this. I could use this. If it's gonna make everybody else's life worse, I'll tear it down. But if it's only gonna make my life worse, I'm not gonna tear it down.
It's functionally incomplete.
Yeah.
Stop staring at me like that, dude, just because we're having a little fun talking about his dumb video game.
It's funny, I was gonna suggest that game to Keith,
because
like he kind of likes that, because you have to like kind of strategize like how you're gonna do deliveries and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, but he did this for 30 years as a living, so
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
he doesn't want to play.
He probably doesn't want to deliver mail. He probably doesn't want to deliver mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucking... He'd be like, yeah, no, this sounds fun. I'm not getting paid to do this. Yeah, fuck that shit. I
spent the entire day... I shouldn't say the entire day. The morning building roads.
That's awesome. That's cool. I worked.
I did too. I built roads.
I was in Ypsilanti.
I had to collect metal and ceramics so I could, you know, feed it to the machine. I could make roads.
I was in Ypsilanti and then in Flat Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in two completely different parts of...
You sell?
Fucking right.
Both of them?
I was out with the same people. They could only buy one of them.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they bought one, baby.
Come on. I mean, if you were a real salesman, you would have had them buy both.
He still won't buy fucking Madden. You know what I mean? Sells. You know how much commission he just got?
I didn't close it yet.
Whatever. You know how much...
Christmas is right around the corner, baby boy. It's going to happen soon, very soon. I'm going to get the new one. I'll tune you up. It'll be fine.
I have to get a new Xbox.
I have to get a new Xbox.
Do you remember what I told you?
No.
What happened to me?
No.
Yes, I told both of you on this podcast. I bought fucking the new Madden, and then it said, congratulations.
It's not compatible
on your podcast.
With this unit.
You can't play this. Congrats.
Oh, so you
You're
can't
a
play.
Fucking idiot.
So I should buy 25.
But wait, why did it say that again?
Because it's only available to play. It said... you can play it on another Xbox console. Like a.
So wait, do you just have an old Xbox?
I didn't think it was that old. Xbox One.
What's S. the newest one? Is that the newest one?
X/S or something? I don't know. It's
like, but the one is the new. That's like the PS5 of Xbox.
Yes. There's something else that I don't have. Yeah.
Yeah. I have one that still takes a disc. I don't think the new one takes a disc. My PS5
takes a disc.
Yeah, I don't think the new ones do, though.
It's like you go to the grocery store and you buy some bread, and then they just take the bread and hit you in the face with it.
Yeah,
if you could see the smile I had on my face when I bought it, I was so excited. I was like thinking about the Lions' new lineup. We got to be 90.
Yeah, we got to be 90. You know what I mean? 90 overall.
I don't even know yet. I still don't know. And then I just read this sentence. Congrats. You can't play this game.
That's so fucked up.
I called and I texted you. I said tragedy hit.
Yeah, that's. I remember that.
And he called me event. I mean, it was a little too long actually. Yeah. I feel like the boy cried.
I texted back what, and you didn't respond. And then I called you.
That should have been enough for you to call and check in.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I should have called.
As a Potawatomi.
Yeah.
As a Potawatomi, you should have known that.
Because of my Potawatomi sense, I knew nothing really was wrong. So I delayed until you calmed down.
He asked the earth, and the earth said it's not serious.
Mm-hmm. I listened. I didn't ask.
He just knocks on the ground.
I just listened.
He put his ear to an oak tree.
He ran outside. What's dad doing? Oh, he's got to talk to the earth real quick.
He's having a conversation. That's not fair, dude. I hope no Potawatomi is listening to this. I'm not trying to steal no valor. You know what I mean? It's not my game. What was I just going to say? How about the Lions beating the fuck out of the Cowboys?
Yeah. Branch is out for the season.
That's fucking tragic.
Anybody want to buy a jersey?
Yeah. I think it's because my brother wore a jersey burn in the game.
Well, no. I can't.
You should just burn it and be like, how could you do this to us?
I don't believe in burning fabric.
No.
It puts a bad taste in my mouth.
That was very funny when LeBron left Cleveland originally to go to Miami. Mm-hmm. All the Cleveland people burning his jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fucking classic. Yeah, I love that.
I was like, hilarious. Is that a Beatles album in there too? It's funny the things we burn.
I know.
What else? What else do we burn publicly?
Nazis used to like to burn books.
Yeah,
and some communities still do.
MSU students like to burn couches.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. Western awesome. Did it. Central did it. A lot of Michigan colleges like burning couches.
Yeah. There's only one that doesn't.
Which one? U of M? Mm. Yeah. How dare they impede traffic? Because
they're hiding Israelis inside of the couches.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, Michigan wouldn't. It's the whole fucking town. I feel like everything is just waiting to be a highway in Ann Arbor. Everything's it could be a highway any minute. Everywhere you turn might be a highway.
I don't feel that way about it. I feel like it's a very classic town.
I bet you do.
Should have went there.
You should have went to Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Could you have gotten into Michigan?
You know what I would have been?
What?
Zoologist.
Word? They have a good zoology program at Michigan?
I don't know.
Top in the country.
Is it really? The top as well.
I just want to, and when I say that, I want to be Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Steve.
He's the best.
All right, gun to your head, top five people that ever lived. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm putting them in there. Tony Hawk, you know what I mean?
I don't know if Tony Hawk would make mine, but Steve Irwin might.
Am I wrong with the Steve Irwin?
He hates animals.
I don't hate animals.
But you hate animals.
I don't hate animals.
But he can appreciate somebody that doesn't.
Yeah, I think Steve Irwin would probably go down. I mean, I don't know anything about the guy's personal character, but from what I saw of his personal character, he should go down as a top five individual of all time. I don't want to put him up there with. I mean, is Jesus on this list? I don't know. I didn't know Jesus.
Well, we're talking about real people.
Yeah.
I think Jesus was a real guy.
I hate this. You gotta throw him in there.
You gotta throw Jesus on it.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, that's why I don't want to do the top five people. Modern people, the last 200. Years.
Contemporary. Top five contemporary.
200 years isn't contemporary, though.
Well, he said it.
Okay. 200 years? I'd say you got to throw maybe like a fucking Steve Irwin. You got to throw...
Print.
Maybe...
The Beat. No. Can the Beatles be one?
No.
Okay.
I think... Are we talking...
Henry Kiss...
No.
I don't...
But not net.
Martin Luther. Martin Luther King.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mother Teresa hated poor people.
Christopher Hitchens.
No.
Patrice O'Neill.
I guess it's just going to be those two. Abraham Lincoln.
That, he wasn't the last 200 years, though.
Yeah, he was.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
When was he around?
Oh, pretty close, dude.
1865.
Yeah, dude, died. Not far at all.
1865.
That's not 200 years.
150 years ago.
That's less, yeah. It's crazy, isn't that?
Yeah. I'll go with John Wilkes Booth.
No.
And
worst. No, you're thinking of worst.
Sirhan.
I'm trying to think. I think that's 200 years.
That girl that plays the cello.
Muhammad Atta.
Ooh, maybe.
The guy that eats all them hot dogs.
Oh, Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm more of a Joey Chestnut.
No, I'm more of a Kobayashi.
I'm more of a Joey Chestnut.
Well, so 2 to 3. We have to be 3 to 3 to pick this list, I think.
So you're going to go with...
We can call Ian if it's Steve really... Irwin.
Kobayashi actually gets fucking robbed because fucking Joey Chestnut couldn't beat him, so we banned him from all of the American eating contests.
He was cheating.
He was not cheating.
He was a cheater.
Yeah.
He was not cheating. That is bullshit. That is bullshit.
I heard he had 2 stomachs.
That is bullshit.
I heard he had a cow. I heard he had a cow digestive tract installed.
He can't help what he was born with.
No, dude.
He had, his fucking digestive tract taken out and installed with a cow one.
A cow one.
It's
just got holding tanks that he can regurgitate.
He's just ruining the ozone.
Yeah, I only liked the eating contest. When I was a kid and saw an eating contest and it was all really fat people, that's when the only time.
Yeah.
I remember seeing fat guys eat chicken wings and me being like, I can't wait to smoke these dudes one day.
But those guys are always the worst at the... eating contests, though.
Because they can't stop from eating them in the morning and they don't ever purge.
It's strange that the top ones are skinnier.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they have the technique.
Yeah.
It's all about technique, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the Bird Selig Industries has sponsored countless eating contests.
Well, because Kobayashi is the pioneer of the dipping in the water.
Mm-hmm. He, what?
Yeah, he was the first one that did that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they kicked him out?
No.
They claimed he deflated the hot dogs. Yeah, Deflategate.
He put a needle in them and then sucked out the.
That's exactly what he did. No, apparently he was like drinking gallons and gallons and gallons of water and stretching his stomach out and then would purge it.
How is that cheating?
Because it was against the rules, according to the.
Where was it in the rules?
You gotta have a natural stomach.
Where is that in the rule? I have read the rule book. Where 13, is that in the rule?
It's page 13, item 99B.
I don't remember that being on page 13.
He's like a little Japanese frog wah of hot dogs, dude.
He is, dude. He was doing something. All I want to know is that guy was doing something fishy. That's all I know. But I do like watching him eat. It makes me want to puke every time.
I watched a documentary about him. He works out like a fucking monster.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I bet. Think of the caloric intake that dude just purges.
Well, that's why.
Takes in every day. He better fucking work out. That dude's gonna.
He doesn't practice with hot dogs, does he?
No, dude. They showed him. So, in Japan, they have these like buffets where they have these conveyor belts, and the conveyor belt comes by your table, and it's just plates of food. And when something comes by, you just pull it off and you just eat it. Yeah. He goes to those buffets and just pulls everything and just eats it, pulls another one, eats it, pulls another one, and he just sits there for fucking hours doing that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane behavior.
But the water is what they said stretched his stomach.
Yeah.
When I was on probation not that long ago and I was trying to get past the piss test, you know, I'd be drinking tons of water and I swear to God. I could eat like a motherfucker after that.
I bet. Stretch that tummy
also,
out.
Also, I'm peeing right now. I lost all control.
I lost all control of my bladder. Trying to not drop dirty.
Yeah.
But I get it wrong. No, I think it's just Joey Chestnut's a better story because he's an American.
Okay. Well, let's leave them out of it. Mm-hmm. So far we have Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
Can we all... All right. You want to suggest a communist or something?
Mr. Rogers.
Ooh.
I like it. I recently saw his little appeal, you know, to the...
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, yes. Dan Campbell. I agree with that.
All right, fine.
That.
Three.
So we got three. Bob Ross.
Ooh.
That's hard. Let's keep them on the table just because we only have two left, and I'm getting nervous okay. that we're gonna miss somebody. You know what I mean? What about Allah? What were we thinking?
That's not
the last 200 years. Way
yeah. Oh, you're right. Years. Well, he's omnipresent.
Prophet Muhammad though was the last 200 years. A lot of wives. Jacob. A lot of young
Marley.
Ones. Bob Marley.
I like it.
I don't know. Were there any scandals with him? Or
Bradley yeah, from Sublime, the guy that died?
Brad Newell?
I feel like you can't have any scandals if you're going to be on this list.
Yeah, I don't know.
No scandals.
Martin Luther King Jr. had a lot of scandals.
I wanted to say Bill Cosby, but then I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I was going to throw Bill Cosby really glad. There too. That's America's dad through the 80s.
I mean, it's not like that wasn't the truth.
Right.
And you said if I do I have, you asked me if I have any communists I want to put on there.
Yes,
Martin Luther King Jr.
He's number one for me.
A lot of scandals
for the fourth spot.
If we're talking scandals. It's a lot of scandals. No scandals with Mr. Rogers.
But none of his
infidelity.
None of his were violent. None of his were violent though.
No, they were just sexual.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay. Well, that could have been violent. We don't know.
And I don't know if Bob Marley had scandals. I have no idea.
Yeah, Bob Marley, I don't think he had any scandals. Dan Campbell definitely didn't have any scandals.
No, for sure.
No scamble damble.
Oh shit.
No scandal. Steve-O. Dan Campbell. That's what I meant to say.
Steve-O.
No, not Steve-O.
No.
Paul Giamatti.
No. 200 years.
How about James Gandolfini?
No.
I want to say it.
I know, but you can't. Too many scandals.
You can't.
Too many scandals. He was murdered in a diner, for Christ's sake.
Oh, boy.
How about...
Jesus, when did he die?
How about Paul Walker?
No. No.
That one I never understood. I was like, yeah, so he died? Who? So
what? Andre 3000? No.
He's not dead.
You know,
who is the white rapper that died recently?
Mac Miller.
Yeah, Mac Miller. How about Mac Miller?
No, too many scandals. Dude. He was a scandalous ass cat. 200 years.
How about Abraham Lincoln?
Grover Cleveland.
How about O.J. Simpson?
No. Now you're being silly, and we were doing something serious.
I mean, he did kill a white woman.
What about Jack Kevorkian?
God.
I mean,
I think
that is a scandal, but it's kind of like
humanitarian
the
scandal.
Right scandal.
Yeah.
Very human. What was your mom and dad's
Ridley
take on
Scott.
That?
What, Kevorkian?
Yeah.
I honestly don't even know.
No, who gives a fuck?
Ridley Scott.
How about Greta Thunberg?
Oh, yeah. Is she dead?
No.
Oh. No. Didn't know. Oh, Amelia Earhart. Come on. We got to throw a lady on the list, don't we?
I'm going to go on the last two, each of the
Wright. If it's
brothers.
Not going to be Amelia Earhart, there's got to be Kamala. Kamala.
Elon?
Elamala. Hillary. I want Hillary on this list.
Obama.
Ooh. Obama might make the list if he didn't bomb somebody.
Are you racist? Agree with that?
It's just he bombed a lot of fucking weddings.
Well.
About Jamal Khashoggi?
Oh, dude. How about Bin Laden?
How about the fucker?
He's
right?
Important.
I got
He's
it.
Important.
I got it. How the about... fucker right in the pussy guy.
Jameis Winston?
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was Jameis Winston.
Wow. Fucker right in the pussy.
Jameis Winston said that, yeah.
Fucker right. And though he'd be
Now every time you see him, he's talking to a kid and shit. He's like a fucking NFL darling, backup quarterback. Now he's a quarterback for the Giants. Everyone loves James Winston. Motherfucker got a 7 on the Wonderlic.
How about Robert Maxwell?
Ooh, how about Robin Williams?
Oh.
Ooh, pretty important.
If we're going to go entertainment, we have to pick one of them, right?
That's Nick's favorite comic is Robin Williams.
That's not true.
No, it's Steve Martin's his favorite comic. Him.
It's Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. Dude.
Is it Bobcat or Steve Martin?
Did I tell you the one about the sex trafficking?
Yeah, he told me about that at the roundabout. Sex roundabout?
Sex roundabout? That's the solution to sex trafficking.
The trafficking roundabout.
The sex roundabout. That is a good joke.
I mean, for a dream. I do this shit in my sleep.
Would this be a good bit, or has somebody already done this? where like I go up and I talk about how I'm like how I'm bad at like getting people's pronouns right, and then I like talk to somebody in the audience that's like a cis like man or woman, and I get their pronoun wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, I think that would be my. That's really original. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard that actually.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
Like there's a guy that's clearly a cis guy.
Yeah. And that's the thing. What's funny about it.
What are your thoughts on that, lady?
Yeah.
You're like, it's hard, right?
Like, what do you think of this, ma'am? I mean, shit, fuck.
Yeah, I think you just.
Oh, I thought you were being a smart ass.
No.
I really thought you were chastising me.
No. I think I was thinking about that, but I
got defensive.
But I get the feeling though that like that's probably been done already.
No, that is funny, kind of. If you genuinely can act like you fucked it up,
yeah.
Then yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like somebody's probably already done that though.
Maybe.
We'll do it and find out if you get sued. How about that?
Find out if I get canceled.
Yeah, see if you get canceled for
not chastising.
I'll get canceled for anything. I don't give a fuck. I just watched the Eminem fucking thing. Talking about the stands. Whew, I was like, Nick Kelly and my son. Two motherfuckers I know. The biggest stands I know.
I used to be a stan.
Did you ever have a white t-shirt and blonde hair?
Not blonde hair, but I mean, I did dress that way.
Hell yeah, dude. I love
but
it.
But then like he released like 17 bad albums. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan anymore.
Mikey bought something on vinyl today of his. A fucking record. I wanted to buy him a record. It was $50 fucking dollars.
Yeah, records are expensive.
Like, what the fuck?
That's why I go to the dollar bin.
Word.
When I'm digging the crates.
I should be digging crates in the dollar
bin. I go into the dollar bin and I just pay. I try to find the shit with the craziest looking album cover.
Oh, okay.
Or you can do what I do.
What?
I went to Target the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Bought these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some other shit. I saw the Marshall Mathers. Like LP, it was like a deluxe edition. It was all looked like sepia tone. It was awesome looking in a sleeve. Put it at the bottom of the crate. Forgot to fucking scan it.
No boy.
I swear to God.
And it didn't beep when we went through the
rush I got, dude.
Was it like when you stole money out of a purse?
I haven't stole for a long time, dude. I'm back.
You feel like you're back?
You should like,
it's like
lock
you
your
guys,
doors.
Have you guys seen The Wire?
No.
You never seen The Wire?
Yes. Right.
You've seen The
Wire?
Yes,
yes.
So like you're like Marlo at the end after he like leaves the game. He goes back to the corner one last time.
Mm-hmm. Just to look.
I forgot to scan it. I get it.
The game's hard, man. Mm-hmm. It's a rough game.
It pulls you back in. It pulls you back in.
Every time I think I'm out. Mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson?
No.
No.
Michael Jordan,
Sammy Sosa,
Tiger Woods.
Ooh.
Oh, scandals! No, look at him with the
Kobe,
Mr. Scandals.
Ooh, Kobe.
I'll go Jordan.
You go Jordan over Kobe?
No, he wasn't like. I think Martin Luther King's safe bet.
What's worse?
Martin Luther King, Steve Irwin. Who else?
Well, what's worse? As a result of your gambling, your father being murdered or rape?
I'm going to go with the rape.
Yeah, I go with the rape,
too. Okay. It's too creepy.
Yeah.
I can deal with somebody having a bad gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisies, my father's dead.
Yeah,
that's a whoopsie.
Where's my 60K?
You don't whoopsie rape.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. There's no, you don't accidentally slip on a banana peel and get to raping.
No, nor choking. Nor forcible sodomy.
Right.
Well, what about that kid? What about that kid, that college kid? What was his name? Brock something? He like raped a girl that was passed out behind a dumpster in college. And his tripped. whole defense was like, but she was like drunk.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened to that Brock guy.
You ruined it for the rest of us.
I mean, that was basically his defense was like, but she was drunk.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Yeah. Good defense.
Seen a movie, sir?
You don't remember this? This was like all over the news.
Yeah,
like he was about to.
He got like 6 months probation or some shit.
And then him and his mom fled to Mexico.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago now, dude. Yeah. That was a while ago. Yeah,
he was like a hockey player at whatever school. Yeah. I think it was like Arizona or some shit.
Yeah, deep hockey roots in Arizona.
Yeah,
can you imagine? It's got to be expensive as fuck to keep the ice going in Arizona.
Fuck.
My dad said he got out. He goes, they just basically stay inside when it's hot out.
Mm. Well, I feel like once you've got the building into like a 65 degree, whatever,
mm-hmm.
then it's fine. You're not in the desert.
I guess, and, but you know what I mean? I like to be outside in the daylight.
The building is going to suffer the energy, the general energy.
Fuck are you talking about, you mush mouth?
You're trying to say that it's going to cost more in the desert to do that.
I'm not saying
that's
anything
like
about
saying
cost.
It's going to cost more to do air conditioning in the desert.
What
yeah,
do I say
no
about
shit.
Cost? I'm just saying it's
so.
Fucking,
what are you saying? That's the.
I didn't say anything about cost.
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking
what
about?
What do you know about air conditioning, anyways? Why don't you just stick to your houses? Okay. Call me a mush mouth, dude.
Fuck.
Because I didn't know what I was talking about either. All right, let me cook. What do the kids say? 6'7". Let me cook. Let me cook my 6'7", dude. I'm trying to.
Right now.
Oh man.
Let's all right. Let's change subjects, dude. Let's change subjects. About the last 3-4 days, I've come to the realization that my tires are dog shit. And I can't make the decision on exactly when I want to go get new tires and exactly how much I want to spend on them. You know, tires are like fucking crazy expensive.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know.
The rubber tax.
Oh.
Trump signed a rubber tax.
Did he sign a rubber tax?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
But you know what he thought it was.
It was for what?
You know what he thought it was for.
What do you think it was
for? Rubber chickens.
No. Yeah, well, yeah. The cartoon rubber chickens for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think he thought maybe the sexual rubbers.
Yeah, he hates condoms. Everyone knows that.
And so he wanted to put a tax on it, mm-hmm. or at least keep it regulated.
Yeah.
So the government
knows. I thought it was consent that he hated.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think it's, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Not condoms, yeah. It was consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And age laws.
Yeah.
You know how they scan your license every time you buy booze?
Mm-hmm.
Like pretty much no matter where you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've seen old women get carded.
You know what would be funny with that? You know how, we're all talking about surveillance state and all that and all the conspiracy guys.
Right.
Come up with all their theories about all that kind of shit.
Right.
What if they just do all of that stuff just to fuck with us? Like it doesn't actually pull any data. They're just doing it just to make everybody go
that'd
crazy.
That'd be a pretty big conspiracy with all the gas station attendants in on it too. Just the government and gas station attendants know.
That's why they're always so snarky.
Yeah.
It was just give me your ID.
Some of them are a little flirty and casino lady energy. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got they've been smoking all day, but never left the Speedway.
No.
You know, I think I might use ChatGPT to make that video game idea that I had.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do it. I think it's all you've been thinking about since you mentioned it, so it's something you need to
do. No. Well, actually, I wouldn't use ChatGPT. There's a better model for coding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at you. Oh, fucking Slavic hacker. Sniper. Fucking spooky fucking...
I mean, I don't know how to code video dark games. Magic.
I know, but you can put it in that machine, it sounds like, and they'll make it for you.
Yeah, man. I know how to, describe what I need, but I don't know how to, code a video game.
That would be impossible, dude. You're going to make a Pong. You're going to make Pong. You try to...
No, dude, have you seen any of those videos on YouTube? To test the models, they do, they call it, a one-shot.
Yeah.
They basically just give it one prompt and see how good it can do off of just one prompt.
You fucking kidding? You can pay for this?
Well, I mean, there's free versions.
Yeah.
And so they do ChatGPT versus this other one called Claude, and they one shot both of them to make Doom.
Mm.
And Claude pretty much always wins, and it's pretty good on just one prompt.
No shit.
Like the game. And you can play it with what?
Like a controller and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, they one shot at GTA.
That's my dream.
GTA 3.
Yeah.
And the version that Claude made is better than the actual GTA 3.
No shit. That's cool.
That's half of this podcast. We talk about a video game that we make up.
Yeah.
Or at least me.
Yeah.
I still think it would be a great game where you can... There's just the whole... You're in the world. The world. We've mapped it out. We already have fucking Google Earth. But you can be... You're like Tony Soprano or Tony Montana, and then there's Michael Myers,
mm-hmm.
but you can only be one at a time.
Yeah,
and you got to earn points to be this person.
This is just GTA roleplay.
Yeah,
yes.
You're talking about Fortnite, just getting different skins.
You can be a poor African kid if you want. You can just sit there.
Yeah, it's just GTA roleplay.
It's just Fortnite with skins.
You're right. You're right.
People do GTA roleplay as like the Predator.
I need your guys' help. I'm trying to write a horror movie. And I need the worst things ever that you can think of. Yeah. Can you guys help me out? Like, at least this week, try to think, like, when you wake up in the morning and see the sun just piercing through the blinds there. Yeah. Just try to think, what's the worst thing?
Parachuting into a corn combine.
Ooh.
Like, you see it coming, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't adjust the wind. Your toggles aren't working. You're just going straight for this fucking thing that's just a wheel of razors.
Okay, that's a little Final Destination-y.
Okay.
For what I'm going. I'm thinking more like Dick in the Garbage Disposal type of... Something that'll make you go, oh, Jesus, Mary.
So, like, to take like, the Jackass idea you had?
Yes. The hook.
The hook. But, like, the hook is in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't like when people get hooked up.
How about something like flying out of a toilet and up your butt? That's pretty fucking
That's
pretty scary.
See, what I just did is I released your biggest fear. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm not even doing a horror movie.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know.
Oh, that's not my biggest fear.
Oh, darn it. I shouldn't have let it go that far.
No, I'm just thinking of some of my smaller fears.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right now, what you just did is what this guy at the bathhouse thought he did to me once.
Startle you?
No, he was a dancer, but he was like an older dancer. He was like in his 40s. And he was very annoying, and I was not into him at all, but it was like very slow. Like we were the only two people there, basically. I mean, there were like a couple other people there, but I wasn't really into them.
Right.
So he like starts flirting with me, and I'm just like, in my mind, I'm just like, I paid money to be here, so I got to come at least one time.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's like, he starts like dancing for me, and I'm like, okay, this is going to make me soft.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
God. And he kept doing that, and then finally, he's like, you want to go back to my room? I'm like, sure. So we go back to his room, and he starts like acting like he's fucking me, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just doing the thrusts.
Hell yeah!
And his warm up. And his dick is like soft.
Yeah.
Like it's not even hard at all. Like completely soft, and he's doing the thrusts like he's fucking me.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm just,
we.
Yeah. he does that for like 10 minutes and I'm just like, all right, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I go.
And he's like, wait, I'm almost finished.
Yeah. I go. And then he sees me like maybe 20, 30 minutes later.
Uh-huh.
And he comes up to me and he's like, I manipulated you. I made you come to my room and do what I wanted to do. And I'm like,
okay. Oh my God.
I'm like, oh man, because I just want this guy to get away from me.
Yeah, like,
you got me. Oh, you did.
You should have been like, oh, I mean, I think what you mean is you wasted my fucking time. That's what I think what you meant to say.
I think what
get
you
the fuck away.
I think what you meant to say was that there's four guys here, and you're the only one that doesn't have an eyeball falling out of his socket right now.
Exactly.
And I paid money to be here and need to come before I leave.
And you ruined that. Would you be willing to bend over and shut the fuck up?
He's like, wait a minute, there's a guy with his eyeball falling out of his socket.
Did I miss the eyeball?
Where?
Wait, point me the direction of the eyeball guy. I'll sneak up on that son
of a
bitch.
That's I would draw the line.
Not from no way.
Eyeball socket?
I'd make it go. No doubt in my mind. I make it pop.
It would be a bone around it though.
No, I think I can only fuck the traditional fuckable holes.
No, not me.
Yeah, he's a traditional guy.
I'm a traditional. I'm a traditional.
You're a purist.
I'm a traditional guy. Yeah.
What did you say? Purist. I'm a traditional gal.
I get it.
Mouth, ass.
I get it. I would
mouth, ass, pussy if nothing else is available.
Yeah, I get it. I just think that's the only thing I'd want to do. I'd want to see if I can make it do that popping noise.
I haven't found a big enough ear. I'll say that.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt it, dude. I've seen that thing hang.
If an elephant was maybe tranquilized.
Yeah. You throw in his ear.
Just see how...
I got to tell you, I think you'd throw in just about anything that was tranquilized.
Like a dachshund?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'd... I'm talking something like a big game animal.
Nick's like, but it was drunk.
Mm-hmm. But it was tranquilized.
I only like old dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have no teeth.
Yeah, I get it.
Ugh.
You're so gross.
I know, dude. I'm sorry.
It was like a big puma, and you're just like, dang, dude, I could just look at that thing's pussy. Look at this huge pussy.
Platypus wouldn't be a bad one.
Probably not.
Lift that flap up.
I guess, yeah. I don't know what
that. That prehistoric pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude.
That unexplainable anomaly pussy.
That prehistoric pussy.
That shit fucking survived.
That shit ain't nothing to me, man. That shit
survived multiple cataclysms. Fucking ancient pussy, dude. Prehistoric. Pleistocene pussy, dog. Devonian.
I got that Indiana Jones fucking archaeological pussy, dude.
They got holes dug all over the place looking for this pussy.
There's
dude.
So much pussy out there for me, I just haven't dug it up yet. I just don't have the energy right now to dig up.
I have nor the time nor inclination.
I would snatch my hat before I go. Dude. Most fuckable dinosaurs gotta be that neck wizard.
Yeah, the brontosaurus. Is that what you're talking about?
Dude, that's the most Theo Von thing I've ever said. Mm-hmm. That looked like that dang, like, neck mm-hmm. wizard.
I just want anything to make his lips look like. Because they're huge animals.
No. Yeah, lips are very important when it comes to fucking somebody in the mouth. I would argue. Wouldn't you say?
You just like, you go up to, something. What was that, brontosaurus? That was the one with the neck? Was that it?
I'd have to be on a brachiosaurus.
A brachiosaurus had a long-ass neck, too.
Was it? But the brontosaurus is, like, the famous
That's
one,
That's the
right?
one you know about, yeah.
Yeah, you go to a brontosaurus, it looks like Wendy Williams.
You'd be like, damn, what's up, mama?
Damn. Love your show.
You long-neck giraffe-looking asshole. Damn. But you'd need a fire truck, maybe... More than a fire truck to get to that face.
That brontosaurus' nickname is Superhead.
Kareem Steffens. You find out that fucking thing's got Kareem Steffens at head game.
Who's that?
Superhead, dog. Come on. Oh. Her and Mr. Marcus
made
an iconic
team. There's like multiple of them, aren't there?
No, there's only one Kareem Steffens, bro.
Well, it's debatable.
The OG Superhead. I bet you went on tour with Nas. Or some shit, Mob Deep or something fucking crazy.
I think it was Nas.
Yeah. Like, just worked the whole fucking in seconds.
Yeah.
Worked the whole room in seconds.
Superhead is like, fuck, what was that? There's like a, isn't there like a superhero where it's like not the same guy all the time?
Oh, I don't know.
Or like when he like ages out, he like passes it down to a next, to like another guy. But anyway, my point is that's Superhead.
Yeah, there's always a new generation. Of
Superhead. Yeah. Once Superhead ages out of
there
being
was like
Superhead,
rumored like nasty.
You're thinking of James Bond.
Yeah, I think you might be thinking. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm not even gonna say the rumor about Superhead is that off-putting.
Good.
That's the kind of podcast we are, dude. We're not doing off-putting. We're not doing gross stuff anymore. We're not going to talk about any of your guys' gross stuff. We're not going to talk about my gross stuff. We're going to talk about, I mean, the grossest stuff I want to be comfortable talking about on this is boogers. That's the grossest I want to talk about on this.
Oh, God.
You got it?
Speaking of boogers, what's the Bears-Packers score?
You see what the Bears-Packers score is?
Well, let's wait.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I think I'd go with a duck.
Ooh, 28-21 final.
Oh,
Green
damn.
Bay.
That's good for us, though, isn't it?
That's good. That's good news, Bears.
Good for us. That's good news, Bears. Fuck the Bears, dude.
Fuck you, EJ.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, EJ. No, I don't want to say fuck you to EJ.
No, fuck Chicago and fuck you.
Does he even still listen to this?
Yes,
of course
probably.
He does.
Oh, he does?
Who misses this, dude? Nobody misses this. Nobody misses this podcast. None of our
loyals.
Well,
it's big in... He's tried to stop, but then he moved to France, and it's big in France.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it.
Barcelona,
yeah.
They call it.
Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Barcelona? Yeah, apparently we'd sell out. Apparently they told me that we'd sell out the Eiffel Tower if we went over there.
What's it called again?
What?
The podcast?
Barcelona?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Barcelona? The Barcelona podcast?
No, they say podcast. I think they
No, they don't. They say podcast.
That sounded more Cajun than French.
I know. That's a shared language almost.
What I'm going
to
tell you.
I do. I will say that my French accent does have a touch of Cajun to it. Just
well, it's interesting.
Because of my great-grandmother.
It's like when I try to do an Irish. It's like when I try to do an Irish accent, it just turns Jamaican.
Yeah, but mine makes sense because there's no reason Irish should sound Jamaican. Yeah, but anyways, they put up a bunch of our first AI artwork in the Louvre. That's really? What I was told. Yeah, but they call it the Louvre.
Yeah,
the Louvre.
They try to steal it.
No, they've never tried to steal our shit, dude. They know better. We'll track them down. We got like 65 Liam Neesons on fucking lock, ready to fucking track our shit. It's our fucking intellectual property. Suck. I won't even say it.
We have the money.
Podcast isn't about gross shit anymore.
Did you see Netflix about Warner Brothers?
I saw that for like $88.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? That's a big company to buy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Netflix is rolling in dough.
Geez. Everything's going to suck very soon.
Everything's going to suck real soon.
I mean, it already sucks, yeah. But it's going to start to like really suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Spotify. Didn't Spotify just buy something?
They
bought Who Sampled, the website Who Sampled.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
There's a website called Who Sampled where you can go and find out what...
Who Sampled.
Yeah, who sampled what for what song.
Right.
And... So what Spotify is essentially going to probably start doing now is striking artists who have sampled something that did not clear the sample.
Right.
So people like Madlib. So people like Madlib are probably going to have their entire library taken down.
No, that's comforting. Because
he never clears samples.
No.
He's been sued so many times.
Has he? That's hilarious. Does he just pay him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the label does.
Yeah.
But yeah, he never clears. He like almost never clears samples. He's That's been sued funny. So many times.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Like Mikey's first one has Oprah on it.
Oh, yeah. You know,
he made one last night, apparently. He goes, It's not ready yet. And I was like, all right.
What season of Oprah is he on?
I don't know.
When is Oprah going to be on a streaming service? I would love to watch every episode.
She has
her own
network. She has network.
Yeah, but she's not on it, though.
Yeah, she is.
She does all Oprah kinds of shit slaps. On
it. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
She used to slap,
dude,
I think.
She was the biggest fucking name in entertainment for a decade.
You were busy trying to fuck all the girls that were watching it at that time.
No, I wasn't.
Whatever you
My
were
mom?
Doing.
My mom? What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't say it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you did. You just did.
You're
you
welcome.
Just made that insinuation.
Pickles.
Where are we at?
We're at an hour.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Damn. Time flies when you're with your fucking enemies. Trying to be cool. I could snap at any minute around these animals. I think we have the...
We're hosting Rumble on Wednesday.
Okay.
At House of Comedy.
Nice.
Which means we're going to do like what, 5 up top or something?
Probably.
Like that. Yeah.
Probably
something. That's like cool. That. Make sure you guys are working out so you can walk across that gigantic stage.
That stage suits me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You are a Chris Rock type.
Mm-hmm.
My comedy's really big. Mm-hmm. It's like a Kevin Hart type show.
It is.
When I start doing my more physical stuff, it does help.
Yeah.
You know, I just start doing my cartwheels and stuff like that.
Just wear socks on stage and slide around.
Mm-hmm. I like to do a lot of sliding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you got? Sugar Bridges?
Going to one of those Brazilian steakhouses on Thursday.
Which one? Texas State Brazil or
Fogo
de Chão?
That's it.
That's Fogo de Chão. Fogo
de Chão.
Where's that?
That one's in Troy.
Detroit. Oh, there's one in Detroit, though, isn't
there? Oh, is there?
Maybe
it is. No, Texas State Brazil is in Detroit.
Yeah.
Fogo de Chão is in Troy.
Troy, you're right.
Fogo de Chão. See, everything's trying to be Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be on the Funny Dozen next Thursday the 18th at Independent.
Nice.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Well, yeah, Pickles and Ian.
What do you think, Ian?
Oh.